Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I'm Pamela Clark, founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and I'm here with David Smith, the founder of Silicon Valley High School, who has helped us get these podcasts produced and delivered to you.
Yes, Pamela, when we saw the great things that you and your army of volunteers were achieving at New Heights, we wanted to get involved. We're happy to work with you to leverage the internet and make quality education accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere.
Thank you, David. We appreciate Silicon Valley High School helping us to get these podcasts out to the hundreds of thousands of listeners from all over the world. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of this show. My name is Taiba Tolaniyo, and I'm the radio host for the New Heights Show on Education and the New Heights Educational Group. I would like you to know that this show is pre-recorded on Fridays and focuses on youth and issues affecting them. Today, I'll be talking about extracurricular activities. For today's kids, teens, and youth, technology is part of the fabric of everyday life. They are watching TV on lots of devices and using smartphones and tablets to maximize these technological advantages, that is, texting, researching, sharing, connecting, and generally, this is causing a lot of issues among parents who don't know how much is too much. As parents, we want to find ways to use media to support healthy development, learning, and community building. But it's kind of difficult to begin to make sense of what these technological changes mean for kids until we understand what's being used and for how long and how they feel about technology and media. In a recent research, majority of parents say that compared with before the COVID-19 outbreak, they are more concerned about each of the following for their children: having too much screen time. 63% of parents say they are more concerned about this now than before the outbreak. Maintaining social connection and friendship. 60% say they are concerned. Their emotional well-being. 59% of parents say they are now more concerned about this before the outbreak. And having access to extracurricular activities. 58% of parents are more concerned about this before the COVID-19 outbreak. About half, that is 52% of parents, say they are more worried about their children, their youth, not getting enough exercise than before the COVID-19 outbreak, while 31% say they are now more worried about their children, their youth, spending too much time unsupervised. Despite the long day at school, children need to be more satisfied with what they learn in school, and this stimulates them throughout the day. Here is where extracurricular activities come into play. After a snack and some rest, your child will benefit greatly from a non-academic activities that he or she is interested in. This could be sports, chess club, dance club, book club review, music club, and so on. Your child or youth is bound to find something that he or she likes. Between school and the downtime, most kids try one or more extracurricular activities. These classes and programs allow children and teens to pursue a special interest that's outside the typical educational curriculum, including sports, art, special interest clubs, and technology. If you have a busy family schedule already, you may wonder whether extracurricular activities are worth the time and money. Indeed, there is plenty of evidence that enrichment programs outside the classroom boost children's social and academic skills. Luckily, there are more choices than ever for kids to find a pursuit that may ignite a true passion. I will move on to talk about the importance of extracurricular activities for children, for the youth. Academic activities are often not aimed at all-round development, and this is why every child needs to be involved in one extracurricular activity or the other. Children also need to learn other important life skills, such as teamwork, problem-solving skills, and other things that we need to they need they will need to grow up into well-balanced adults. Schools have made attempts to make such environments for children, and so there are different options for your child to choose from, such as school band, dance teams, and sports teams. They can even join the school paper team and hone their skill in writing. It is most often during extracurricular activities that children find others of same age with them that have common interests and lifelong friendships are forged. Depending on whether the program you are considering for your child is physical, intellectual, or creative in nature, specific extracurricular activities can build skills in different developmental areas. However, research has shown that extracurricular activities in general can offer kids the opportunity to develop closer friends than they might make in school due to shared interests. It helps them build teamwork and problem-solving skills, like I've said earlier. It helps children, kids, teens to develop emotional regulation that they carry over to the classroom. It also encourages superior academic performance, and it enhances a high schooler's college application portfolio. There are numerous types of extracurricular activities. You might even be surprised yourself as a parent to learn that there are different types of extracurricular activities to choose from in maybe the school your child attends or even in your community, with options ranging from hobby-based clubs to year-round competitive programs. You can find a program for almost any type of child. Every child has a different personality, and these personalities need to be nurtured in a positive way. When youth do not have anything constructive to do, they tend to make mischief, which is something that can be avoided with proper guidance. And here are a list of some extracurricular activities for your child, which they can learn from and help them to make decisions. One of such is volunteering. Volunteering is not just about filling the gaps between different communities in the society. It is rather a beneficial means towards the development of societies and individuals alike. Volunteers work willingly for the betterment of their communities and provide help to those who need it. Volunteers bring and share lots of talents, experience, and new ideas. Volunteer opportunities to provide essential services that would otherwise not be available exist in every field. Another type is sports. Sports are the most common extracurricular activity for kids, for youth in the United States. Swimming lessons, ice skating lessons, and soccer clinics are typically offered to children as early as the toddler and preschool years. Many town recreation departments offer baseball, softball, basketball, hockey, tennis, and volleyball to elementary school age kids. As they age out of youth leagues, many kids can join middle school or high school sports teams or try out for a competitive travel sports team. Rest assured, If your child doesn't seem to enjoy or thrive in mainstream sports like this, there are a growing number of alternative physical activity programs to keep them active. Youth sports participation is linked to a greater sense of belonging in the school and community, and ensures a closer social ties among students and as well as their parents.
Right now, you might be struggling through your classes or even failing them. You might be worried that you may not finish high school. There might have even been a thought that you may not be smart enough. Well, the New Heights Educational Group begs to differ. We not only think you are smart enough, but with our help, you will complete your high school diploma. The New Heights Educational Group strives to improve your academic success through its tutoring services. To learn more, please visit newheightseducation.org and contact us. New Heights Educational Group. Educational resources to help reach your goals.
Welcome back to New Heights Show on Education. My name is Tai Bartolanio and I'm the radio host for this show. Like I said, this show is pre-recorded every Friday and focuses on youth and issues affecting them. A recap of the first segment of the show, I talked about what extracurricular activities and importance of engaging in these activities, as well as some types of activities youths can engage in. Another type of activities is scouting. Scouting groups are a great choice for kids who enjoy nature and are willing to try a variety of activities. Scouts learn basic outdoor survival skills, but are also expected to earn badges in other skills like cooking, cleaning, art, finances, goal setting, and personal care. Performing arts. Theater and dance are popular extracurricular activities found in almost every community. Many schools put on plays and other performances that students can sign up for. Other students who enjoy stagecraft but not performing may help build sets or make costumes. Some kids who excel in performing arts may grow up to be professional actors, comedian, and other performers, but many more will build self-confidence, develop friendship, and go on to participate in community theater or similar groups as they become adults. Visual arts. With many schools shortening or limiting their special subjects classes, kids who like to draw, paint, or create might benefit from joining an art program to learn technique and see their creativity flourish. As a parent, check with your child's art teacher or a local art supply store for classes and camps. Some cater to very specific artistic interests like pottery or graphic design. Many art museums around host workshops for children and youth too. Music. Band and choir are popular elective courses in many schools. Children can also get private lessons or join a community youth orchestra or other music groups. Educational research suggests that kids who play musical instruments do better in academic school subjects. However, learning to play and appreciate music alone is a fantastic reward in itself. Another activity is community service. Service organizations are great for teaching children about social and humanitarian issues. Older kids and teens often gain leadership skills and make important personal connections. Middle school and high school honor societies often require students to perform a certain number of hours of community service, and this demonstrates the important role that schools feel this pursuit plays in individual character development. Studies have shown that students that perform in service learning experiences allows them to engage with community and provide time for reflection, are more likely to score better on standardized tests, and be more motivated to do well in school. Academic clubs. Clubs or competitive teams often form around academic subjects. Intellectually curious kids might enjoy more deeply exploring topics they first learn about in the classroom. Student media. Many schools have students' newspaper, literary magazines, yearbooks, video or audio school newscasts, film clubs, student-created websites, and more. Digging into these subjects will help familiarize kids with new technology and can create a portfolio for future jobs and college application. And last but not the least is STEM programs. Programs based on STEM, that is science, technology, engineering, or math, are a natural fit for children who like to tinker or play on computers or tablets. Some schools offer science, computer, or engineering clubs, and more programs are cropping up to cater for kids' STEM interests. Lego-based robotics, coding, and video game development are just a few examples of this program being offered in some areas across the country. STEM programs are a smart choice to keep kids busy when transportation is tricky, since an increasing number are available online. As a youth, you might be thinking, how do I find the right activity for me? As a youth, review the activities your school offers and listen to other students' experiences to find an activity that meets your needs. Think about your interests, your abilities, and time. Don't limit yourself to something that is that you are familiar with. Try something new. Think about different roles within groups that you might want to try, maybe by being a president, a captain, a participant, a leader, or a support person. Each role is important. Being a president teaches you leadership and management skills, but involves more responsibilities. Being a member gives you structure and is less stressful. You can also lend your skills in areas that are needed, such as using your math smarts to be a club treasurer.
This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley High School, the world's fastest growing, video-based, self-paced, teacher-supported, fully accredited online school that's recommended by more than 96% of students. Take individual courses at just $95 each, or earn your high school diploma at any age. Check us out at svhs.co.
Welcome back, and we've been talking about extracurricular activities and how you can find the right activity for you as a youth. At the beginning of the school year, teachers and principals often have a list of activities for you to join. For example, your history teacher might be your yearbook advisor. You can check your school's website for search, and you can ask your friends what they like. This will help you to make your decision and allow you to join right away, or you can see if your schedule will fit into this and sign up later. But if you're unsure of how to pick the right activities for yourself to do outside of school, you can use some of the guide I will be highlighting shortly. The first thing you should do is to brainstorm. Brainstorm on activities that are of interest to you. This will help you to start thinking about what you want to do with your time and your schedule. By doing this, you can find things that are of interest to you and that you have a passion for. This makes after-school activities much more fun when it is things that you enjoy and it's not being enforced on you. Research. Take the option from your brainstorming list and research on them. You can ask yourself, are these activities available at school? If they are not available at school, maybe in the community. If you can't find your desired activity, why not look for such activity in a nearby city or community or society? Or you can actually start your own group and invite your friends to join. Once you've found out what you want to do, now is the time to start acting on it. Try all different kinds of fun activities that you have an interest in or you think you might have an interest in. By testing out a lot of options, you are able to quickly find what you love to do as well as what you don't really like to do. Then narrow your list. After you must have brainstormed, started your own group or joined one or two groups, then you've started participating in a lot of them, it's now time for you to narrow your list. You narrow it down to the ones that can fit into your schedule and your time. This will allow you to get more interest and love for what you do, and it allows you to focus and give these groups your best and help you to spread more happiness. Get more involved. When you narrow down your list, it is time to get more involved in those things. Maybe you volunteer for more projects, become a leader in the group or mentor others. These extra things make a significant impact on your college application when you take your activities to the next level. And overall, it's advisable to ask questions of these activities. You ask your school advisor for more advices, and you can talk to your parents before you join these activity groups. They can have one or two other advices or groups they feel you will have interest in. Don't forget to join Erica Hansen every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our live show. And this is where I'll be coming to an end for this week's show. You can reach me by email at olaniyoti@newheighteducation.org. Be sure to join me every Friday on radio.newheighteducation.org as I discuss yet another issue youth are facing. And remember, a troubled youth is a troubled adult. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.